This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Today we are talking about 12 things to leave in 2021. And of course there could be more, but these are the ones that I've chosen to talk about. So let me know what you guys are leaving in 2021. Number one, idolizing relationships and marriage. I don't know about you guys, but I am absolutely sick and tired of talking about relationships, seeing breakups, seeing divorces, all of this kind of stuff. I am completely over it. And you guys obviously have seen recently Devon Franklin and Megan Good are getting a divorce. I saw it coming a few months ago. There was no pictures of them together on their page and they're a very, very public couple. Plus she wasn't wearing her wedding ring. So I sensed there was something up, but I was just like, you know what? I'm doing my business, okay? But lo and behold, they're getting a divorce. But what we should leave in 2021 is idolizing relationships and idolizing marriage. And when we talk about idolizing is putting it on a pedestal, putting other people's relationships on pedestals, putting a concept of us being in a relationship or being married on a pedestal and worshipping the idea. Obviously we're not bowing down and worshipping marriage. However, if you can admit it, it does consume a lot of your thoughts. And so we are leaving behind idolizing relationships. And the funny thing is, every time a celebrity breaks up that people said were couple goals, there's always someone in the comments saying, see, this is why you shouldn't idolize people's relationships. And it's like, how many people have broken up and we're always saying the same thing? This is why you shouldn't idolize people's relationship. Or why do we keep on doing it? At the end of the day, we're all human beings, we're all flawed. There's no such thing as perfection, no matter how much people want to show you. I've spoken to people who portray their relationship online to be all perfect, they're like family goals, and they're struggling in the marriage. So I don't say that to downplay marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing, but it should never, ever, ever, ever be put or placed on a pedestal. It's good, but it's not great. A marriage takes two people coming together that are compatible, that are equally yoked, working out the relationship day by day and dying to their self. I was watching a sermon a few months ago. They were saying that what we see is we see a bride and we see a groom and they're walking down the aisle and it's the perfect picture of a wedding. But in reality, when they're walking down the aisle, they're actually walking down to their death. And it sounds a bit dramatic, but when you get into a relationship and the Bible says that two become one, two does not become one without a fight, okay? Some people are so different. Some people want to hold on to certain things. And so becoming one is a lifelong process within marriages. So when we see brides walking down the aisle and we see the beautiful wedding, we need to actually start seeing that as death. And that is only day one of the rest of their life. And the older that I get is the less that I judge relationships, marriages, because that stuff is hard. It's not easy. There's so many different variables to why people get divorced, why their relationship doesn't work out. Let's take marriage, let's take relationships, let's take companionship off of the pedestal that we placed it on and put it back where it's supposed to be. Being single or being married is actually the same in comparison. When you weigh up the pros and the cons, okay, they're basically the same. So we are leaving idolizing marriages, men, weddings, relationships in 2021. The second thing we are leaving in 2021 is forcing friendships, okay? You either grow with people or you grow apart. And I truly believe we need to begin to normalize friendship breakups. I almost pray for friendships breakups, as in the friends that are not supposed to be in my life. Please, God, take them out. Like, I want as less friends as possible. I want quality over quantity. When I was younger, in my younger years, I really valued quantity. I liked the concept of new friends. I liked the concept of multiple friends. But the older that I get, it's the more that I realize I only need a handful of good quality, genuine, pure-hearted friendships. So we are leaving forcing friendships, friendships that we know is not a fit, giving friends chance after chance. We are leaving behind ignoring red flags in friendships because you want to give them the benefit of the doubt or you want to see the best in them. Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And that's what we got to start doing, believing them. Friendships should be organic. They should just flow, okay? I'm not saying that there's not going to be times where you guys need to sit down, talk about things, and there will be misunderstandings and there will be all kinds of different things. There'll be arguments. However, you will know the real from the fake. You will know the people that you want to build with. You will know the people that are meant for your future and the people that are just temporary. And I think we kind of have to hold on to friendships loosely and also put them in particular categories. I talk to some of my male friends and they always talk about categorizing their friendships. They won't cut them off, but they will categorize them so they're not going to be disappointed by that person. However, I feel like as women, we can't really compartmentalize our friendship. It's like you're either in or you're out. I know that's the case for me. I don't like to keep certain friends at arm's length. My friends need to be close to me. So if you're not going to be close to me, I'd rather not be friends with you. And it's actually very much okay to unfriend people in real life. So we are leaving forcing friendships in 2021. The third thing we are leaving in 2021 is confusion of any sort, okay? Life is supposed to be light. It's not supposed to be easy, but it's not meant to be a burden either. And let me first talk about confusion in relationships. If you're seeing someone, if you're dating someone and they're not clear cut, cut it out. Anything that's not clear cut is confusion. If you're feeling confused, if you're doubting, does this guy like me? Are we going somewhere? Cut it out, okay? Nothing in life is supposed to be confusing, okay? The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. When you start to feel confused, when you start to question yourself, when you start to question the other person, cut it out. And one thing you guys need to do is go on YouTube and watch some of the love stories. I like the Christian love stories of people who have come together and have stayed together, and listen to their stories. When the two came together, they were intentional. There was no confusion. There was no uncertainty, okay? If there's uncertainty and confusion, we are leaving it in 2021. That's on everything. The fourth thing we're leaving in 2021 and we are not carrying into 2022 is comparing our lives to people on Instagram, okay? I don't know how many times I can beat a dead horse, but Instagram is not real life. What you see is not what it is. Instagram is just the highlight reel. It's the best parts of somebody. And I don't know if I can say it in a different language to help us to understand, but we stop comparing our lives and ourselves to people that we do not know. If you have to compare yourself to people that you know. Compare yourself to people that you have knowledge about, not some facade on social media. Social media is all smoke and mirrors, okay? The fifth thing we are leaving in 2021 is not standing up for yourself and allowing people to walk all over you. It's not Christ-like, it's not Christian, it's not nice. Use your outside voice and say no when you need to. And realize that no is a complete sentence. I do not have to explain myself to you why I'm saying no to you. Set your boundaries and keep them set, okay? Do not allow people to violate you, because every time you do not put your foot down, every time you tap your foot, instead of putting it down, okay, you allow more people to take advantage of you. Stop being a doormat. Stop laying down and taking things, okay? Fight back, okay? And many of you guys know, or some of you may know, that I had an incident on social media a few weeks ago with someone that was trying to bully me, okay? And I stood up for myself because I am not going to let somebody speak down to me or speak down to my character. I'm going to stand up for myself. When I was younger, I didn't stand up for myself. I just did whatever. No, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm 30, okay? No one's gonna take me for an idiot. Like, no one's gonna take me for a mug, okay? And if you gotta be a bit rude, you gotta ginger it a little bit, then do so. Set your standards. It's about boundaries. It's about knowing what boundaries people can and cannot cross with you. So we are leaving being a doormat in 2021. The seventh thing we are leaving in 2021 is procrastination and perfection. I put them both together because the reason why most of us procrastinate in our lives is because we have a fear of things not being perfect. It does not have to be perfect for you to start it. It doesn't have to be perfect for you to get it done. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. My favorite slogan in life is night. Just do it. Stop putting things off, okay? Stop saying I'll do it when. There's no such day as when. Okay, there's no such day as if. In 2022, take tomorrow out of your vocabulary. Do it today and do it well, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be done. That speaks to many different things. So take that and apply it to whatever part of your life that needs it. The eighth thing we are leaving in 2021 is tolerating the bare minimum. There is a standard. It is a standard for living. There's a standard for relationships. There's a standard for careers. There's a standard for friendships and family. Do not accept the bare minimum and do not applaud people who give you the bare minimum, because what you're actually doing is allowing them to stay at that level. If that person, if that job, if that friend cannot give you what you want, what you're asking, they can kick rocks. You are not asking too much if you want someone to communicate with you, call you, date you appropriately, be respectful. These are bare minimum. Show me something more than that. Any guy can take you on a date. Show me something more than that. And just because someone took you out on a date, you don't owe them sex. You don't owe them even a kiss. You owe them nothing. Do not accept bare minimum in 2022. And in order not to accept bare minimum, you must know what your standards are. And we're only allowing people, things, places above our standards. Never below. Do not settle. The eighth thing that we are leaving in 2021 is, and it's kind of similar, number seven, making excuses for people and why they do what they do. Don't make excuses for people. Believe your own eyes. Believe your own ears. And I know you feel like it's godly to believe the best in people. No, Jesus said you will know a tree by its fruit. Jesus didn't even say believe the best in people. No, Jesus said beware. Jesus said he entrusted himself to no one because he knew what was in man. Jesus said you will know a tree by its fruit, okay? So stop making excuses for people or trying to see the best in them, because more times they don't even see the best in themselves. An apple is an apple, is always going to be an apple. The ninth thing that we are leaving in 2021 is playing small and fake humility. Oh yeah, I know I can draw, but I'm not like that great. I know I can sing, but I'm not as great as, I know I can, you know, I'm really good at interior design, but stop it. Stop it. It is not humility to play small. It is not humility to hide your gifts and your talents. It is not humility to be good at something and act like you're not. It is not humility to sit in a corner when you should be on the front row. It is not humility to charge less for your work. It is not humility to give everybody mates rates, okay? What that does is it downplays you. People don't respect people that play small. And I know you think it's humility to just take a corner and just sit there and be unnoticed. No, people don't respect people that don't take up space. So what you're gonna do in 2022 is you're going to take up the space that you need. You're going to command attention. And back in the day, you could kind of get away with being humble and not promoting yourself. And I'm speaking to myself, by the way. But this social media age is the age of self-promotion. And if you do not promote yourself, you're not going to be promoted. You're not going to be seen, okay? This is the era where people tell you who they are. They tell you who they are with their mouth, with their actions, with their branding, with their multiple social networking sites, with their LinkedIn. There's no humility. Write on your LinkedIn every single thing you've done. We're not doing that anymore. We are being confident and we're being bold and we're standing in our power, and we do not care who doesn't like it. Because if they hate you now and you're not even at your potential, what are they gonna do when you reach your potential? So we are not playing small anymore. Start the YouTube channel, start the podcast, start the Instagram, start taking your photos, start planning, start your business. Just start. Stop being fake humble. The 10th thing that we're leaving in 2021 that needs to go in the bin is holding back your gifts and your talents. Kind of similar, number 9, but many of you have gifts and you have talents and you have things that you're good at and you have things that you can do, but you talk yourself out of it. You say there's already people doing it. You talk yourself out of it by saying that the market is oversaturated. You talk yourself out of it by saying that you're not important. Everybody's important. You have a voice, you have a purpose. It's not by accident that you're alive right now. It's not by accident. It is divine appointment. Do not die full. You want to die empty. What motivates me in life and what gets me up every morning is I see my own potential and I want to keep on drawing it out, going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because I don't want to die full. I want to die empty. I want to die with everything that I could potentially have done on this earth accomplished. You got to believe in your source. Take your talent, separate it from yourself. Pretend this talent belonged to your friend. How would you help promote that talent and do that for yourself? The 11th thing that we're leaving 2021 is trying to change people. People rarely, listen. Come. People rarely ever change. You either accept them for what they are now. What they are now is either good enough or it's not good enough. But you accept them or you leave them alone. They're not going to change and they're not going to change for you. They will change if they want to change. But stop trying to change people to keep them. It is so much better that someone is themselves and then you get to choose whether you like that or you don't like it. It is totally up to you. However, do not waste your time and energy trying to change anybody. Leave that shit in 2021. And the 12th thing that we are leaving in 2021 is not being yourself. I know it's hard. But it's even harder when you don't even like yourself. 2022 is all about personal development. You have to be yourself. God doesn't bless who you pretend to be. God blesses who you are. And I want you guys to be so comfortable in your own skin, okay? That whether they like you or they don't like you, you're going to be your authentic self. I'm wishing you guys a happy new year. I am praying for all the blessings in the world to fall on your laps, okay? I'm praying that everything that you put your mind to, you will accomplish. I'm praying for blessings and abundance. But guys, let me know what else you are leaving in 2021. And also let me know, what is your word for 2022.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies. Well, thank you.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.